here this evening as EC St. Cecilia gets set to take on the Cardinals of Boone Central. As we spent a couple of minutes with St. Cecilia head coach Kevin Asher, and coach, kind of a unique week for us too on the boys' side of things. Boone Central and Kearney Catholic, tough week for you.
Yeah, it is. You go on the road here the next three in a row, and the schedule says Boone Central. So we missed out on playing them last year, so we don't know a lot about them. Outside of the fact that we've seen them on film three times, and they've got a nice ball team. They're 4-6 on the year, but you could flip that pretty easy. They could be 6-4. I think they've lost four games, three of them by less than 3 points and one by seven. So they play the very similar to competition that we do. Norfolk Catholic, Pierce, Wayne, the Mid-States Conference that they're in is very very, very tough. I mean, I'd compare it very equally to the Centennial Conference. So they play good people all the time, and they're, you know, the record is very deceiving of where they're at.
You guys right now sitting at 7-4 on the season, picking up a win the other day over Lincoln Christian, a pretty solid win for you.
Yeah, I thought as complete a game as we played start to finish from the early on in the season, and competition level, they're very strong. They've got a good basketball team, you know, one of the best teams in the state, and you'll probably see them knocking on Lincoln's door come March. They've got a good enough shot. So from the start to the finish, I thought we were disciplined, we were focused, we played very aggressively, and that's something, it's a skill that you got to keep learning as a player. You know, if you take a step back and take that first blow, I think like we did against Gretna, we didn't react very well to being on the road and playing a physical team. Now we came home and the feeling was good and everything about it was good, and got off to a good start with them, and just kept and persevered through the whole game.
You should be getting used to this road stuff by now, haven't you?
Oh, yeah, like our assistant coaches says, we get a tour
CBS
quite well this year, and definitely, the home games, I don't care who you talk to, your kids are in a comfort zone, and sometimes you take them out of that comfort zone, and you don't know how they're going to react after a bus ride or just seeing the different amenities on the road. So you look at that and you go, they've never been to Boone, so this is going to be an experience. And hopefully, like you said earlier when we were just talking, was the fact that it's a gymnasium and it is there to be played in, and we've got to come out and be ready to go.
Defensively the other day, was that one of your best defensive efforts against the Lincoln Christian?
Well, I thought we did a lot of good things because they're a very good offensive team. And, they're averaging around 60 points a game. And we said if we could hold them down in the 40s, we'd have a good chance. And I thought we did a great job on some of their key players, with Gibson hitting only a late three-pointer from about 28 feet. And the Dvorak kid, their point guard, getting shut out. You can't ask for better than that. And I think our depth is really key for our team. And anytime our starters play well, it seems like our depth really comes off the bench and gives us that much more balance.
A couple of down ball games. Phil Hamburger gets off this night last week. Teamed up with Caesar to deliver 25 points. That was a good outing for those two.
Yeah, I mean, they're leading us in scoring throughout the season, but the consistency from Phil has been down here lately. He had three tough ball games, and you could see in his practice work ethic the day before that he was going to play better. And it's not that he was just frustrated, and sometimes players just have to work through that, being the main focus of our offense, whether he's handling the ball or whether he's posting up or whether he's knocking down shots from the outside, sometimes that's very difficult. And he wasn't getting a great supporting cast either, the supporting cast is so important, and at times we weren't doing a very good job of getting him open, and at times he wasn't knocking down shots, and sometimes that's just a confidence thing. But we tried to get him to go to the basket and get on the offensive boards and get an easy shot here or there, and I could tell by his first couple touches, even a charging foul early in the game was a key that he was going to go to the basket.
Simon Ostrander got to his first start in a while and picked up 9 points in the ball game with 3 3-pointers.
Yeah, Simon, probably is the type of kid that any team would want on there. He doesn't care if he comes off the bench or whether he starts, but once he got that starting role, I think he'll hang on to it as long as he can, because the fact that he really does a good job at practice and in any role he's put in. But I noticed his shoot around was just better the day before and in the morning of. So he definitely is a leader on our team in just a quiet way, and he does a lot of the things fundamentally that you look for in a point guard.
Boone Central here tonight, again, a record of 4-6 on the season. They've lost their last two games to O'Neill and Wayne. What do you know about this group?
Well, they're a very physical team. They're in a C1 conference up there, and they know where the weight room is at, and their kids are very strong and athletic. They've got a Bremer kid inside that's 6'5", and then a Temme kid is 6'3", and the kids are well built, and they played a rugged schedule too. So you can, you know, like I said earlier, the victories haven't come very easy for them right now, but they're trying to blend some young sophomores in with their older kids, and whether it's a chemistry thing or just their schedule's been tough, you know, they haven't had a lot of success on the basketball floor, but they played everybody tough, and that's the thing. You come into their gym on a Tuesday night, and you better be ready to play.
Well, we have to play another physical type of game with these guys again tonight.
No doubt. They play a totally different defense. If the one they show us tonight is the 2-3 that we've seen on film three times, you know, and it's the first time we've seen a 2-3 defense all year long. And if you're not hitting shots or you're not aggressive against it, even trying to attack in the paint, you know, you better be red hot. And that's something at times we haven't been this year. Now, we did shoot the ball against Christian the other night very well, hitting 9 3-pointers. But you can't rely on that shot every time. You got to make sure you're getting some inside touches. So, you know, whether it's just a flash into the lane and catch and kick it back out, that ball in the paint needs to be there tonight, and I hope it is.
On the other end, offensively, it looks like they got to 3 or 4 guys that average around 8-9 points per ball game, a pretty, I guess, even team.
Yeah, it is. They don't have a guy that they really rely on a lot. I think Bremer is their go-to guy inside as far as what I can tell on film. He really does an aggressive job of posting up, and at any point, he can probably get 15 to 20 points. But they have guards that get up and down the floor, and they shoot it if you leave them open. So we're just going to see an aggressive type of team, and we've got to react to it.
All right, good.
All right, thanks a lot, Mike.
Yep. Kevin Asher, head coach for AC St. Cecilia. Stick around, the starting lineups and the play-by-play description up next. St. Cecilia and Boone Central tonight on 1230 KHAS.
Record of service offering home, auto, business, farm, and crop insurance. If you want to score big with service and great rates, stop by 710 South Burlington or call 463-1256 and let the Klein Insurance team win you over.
Real Estate Group of Hastings has moved. Real Estate Group of Hastings now at 2215 West 12th Street. Whether you're buying or selling, follow the leader. Real Estate Group of Hastings. Number one in home sales again. Visit virtual tours and the open house schedule at regrouphastings.com.
The superheroes of service, powered by Glenwood.
Glenwood is Central Nebraska's leading provider of latest computer, internet, and networking technology, but our specialty is taking exceptional care of our customers. Friend us on Facebook or visit shopglenwood.net. We are your superheroes of service.
The Hastings Tribune is more than just your newspaper. It's hastingstribune.com. The E-Edition, Encore, HT Media with videos, photos, Facebook, and more. The Tribune has expanded classified and circulation hours until 7 Monday through Friday and 8 to noon Saturday. Subscribe to the Hastings Tribune, hastingstribune.com.
You see it every weekend. Teams at every level emphasizing the look of their uniform. Look sharp, play sharp. It's what they're affirming. And Pro Team Design puts any sports apparel style, screen print, or embroidery at your fingertips. In person or online, the latest designs from the widest selection of brands. Look sharp, play sharp with Pro Team Design. 2716 Old Fair Road, Grand Island. Or shop and order online at ProTeamDesign.com.
1230 KHAS.
All right, back here in Albion as we get sent for the boys contest here tonight between Hastings St. Cecilia and Boone Central. The Hawkettes winning the first ball game in exciting fashion, 47-44. The final score here tonight on a Morgan Nicola three-pointer with 0.8 seconds remaining. Now we get sent for the boys game here tonight. St. Cecilia coming in here a record of 7 wins and 4 losses on the season. The Hawkettes knocking off Lincoln Christian in their last ball game. That was on Saturday afternoon, 52-46. St. Cecilia had lost to Gretna the previous game, 45-26. Going 1-1 in the Aurora Holiday Basketball Tournament, losing to Aurora 31-28, and then coming back and beating Norfolk Catholic in the consolation game during the holidays at 49-41. So the Hawkettes, or the Blue Hawks, sitting at 7 wins and 4 losses on the season. They're averaging 45.7 points per ball game on offense, giving up 39.7 on the defensive end. St. Cecilia is hitting 40% of their field goal tries so far this year, 29% from three-point territory, and 59% from the free throw line. They average about 11 turnovers per ball game, of course, 15 on the other end. Hawks getting out rebounded in the ball games, 21-24. They'll face a team tonight in Boone Central with a record of 4 wins and 6 losses on the season. Cardinals have lost their last 2 games to O'Neill and Wayne by scores of 65-54 and 37-36. They won the Ord Holiday Basketball Tournament during the holidays, beating Gothenburg 54-47 and beating St. Paul in the championship game by a score of 54-37. Boone Central, a team that's hitting 33% of their field goal tries so far this year, 25% from three-point territory, and 54% from the free throw line. Their defense not too shabby. They give up 45 points per ball game on defense. Their opposition hitting 39% of their field goal tries, 25% from three-point territory, and 60% from the free throw line. So it's Boone Central and Hastings St. Cecilia here tonight. These two teams were scheduled to play one another a year ago at about this time, but the game was postponed because of snow. They never made that ball game up, so St. Cecilia getting their first crack at Boone Central here as they play here in Albion this evening. Your starting lineups tonight brought to you by Hastings 5 Points Bank, now with 3 locations in Hastings. They're in downtown Hastings on North St. Joe, also on South Burlington, but also on Osborne Drive West. 5 Points Bank of Hastings, member FDIC. Starting lineups for Hastings St. Cecilia here tonight. They will go with Mike Hannon, a 6'2" and senior, and an averaging 5 points and 3.5 rebounds per game. Simon Ostrander will get his second start. Ostrander, a 5'9" and senior, averaging 3 points and 1.2 rebounds per game. He scored 9 the other day against Lincoln Christian. Cesar Tino, a 5'11" junior, Tino averaging 11 points and 3 rebounds per game. Bill Hamburger, a 6'2" and senior, averaging 10 points and 4 rebounds per game. And Chris Hartford, a 6'4" junior, averaging 1.2 rebounds per ball game. For Boone Central here tonight, they will go with Tanner Mazur, a 5'8" junior. Also, Derek Gentrup, a 5'10" sophomore. Tyler Hedlund, a 5'11" sophomore. Brett Temme, a 6'3" senior. And also, Bo Bremer, a 6'6" junior in the ball game here tonight. So Bremer is going to be a load inside. He is averaging 8 points and 6 rebounds per ball game. Boone Central shoots our basket to our right as we view it from the side court. Boys High School basketball tonight here on 1230 KHIS. Ball is in the air, and St. Cecilia controls the opening tip. So the Blue Hawks will have the opening possession. It will be Boone Central starting off with a man-to-man defense. Mike Hannon with the ball for St. Cecilia. Comes out around the key. It's against the Simon Ostrander. Returns it back to Hamburger on the right wing. His three-pointer is put up there. It's off of the mark. No good. And the rebound comes down to Mazur. Tanner Mazur comes back for Boone Central, and they throw the ball out of bounds. Trying to come back quickly, and they throw the ball out of bounds down here in the right corner. Derek Gendrup could not control it there for Boone Central. First turnover on the Cardinals here in the ball game. Boone Central has done a nice job taking care of the ball this year. They average only 11 turnovers per ball game. Just underway here in the boys' game. Here's a Hamburger down low in the block. Comes back outside to Cesar Tino. Drives it down the left side of the lane. Stops right there. Comes out to Simon Ostrander. Across the top to Hamburger as he holds the ball. Two-handed pass goes down in the corner. Cesar Tino has got the ball tipped away and out of bounds. It's going to be St. Cecilia ball. Tipped out of his hands over there by Mazur of Boone Central. It'll be St. Cecilia playing things in over on the far sideline. Phil Hamburger will get things in just underway. We're 45 seconds into the ball game. No score between the Hawks and the Cardinals here tonight. Cesar Tino out here in three-point territory. Comes to a Chris Hartford. Down to Tino again on the wing. Fakes the three. Trying to dribble inside, and he's cut off nicely there. Cut off nicely by Temme. Now back outside to Ostrander for three. Shot is up there. No good. And the rebound comes down to Brent Temme. Temme runs her back the other way. Down the near sideline. Gets it to Mazur. Moves it down in the corner. Here's a three put up there by Hedlund. Up and in. Tyler Hedlund throws up the three ball for Boone Central. And the Cardinals go out on top by a score of 3-0. Here's Ostrander back the other way, down to a Cesar Tino. Tino driving the ball against Temme, takes it in the lane. His shot is up there, it's going to be no good. And the rebound comes down to Boone Central. There's a Derek Gendrup running the ball back for the Cardinals, out to a Mazur in the corner. The Gendrup, they get it inside to Bremer. The ball tipped out of his hands, out of bounds. That'll be a good matchup inside with the Bo Bremer of Boone Central and Chris Hartford of Hastings St. Cecilia. It'll be Boone Central playing it in off of the far sideline. As they get it into the hands of a Tyler Hedlund. Bounce pass goes inside. That's a Bo Bremer with the ball. Moves it back out to Mazur. Back into Bremer. His shot over Hartford is going to be up there. It's going to be no good. Down for the rebound. And Ostrander grabs the ball for St. Cecilia. Outlet pass goes to the far sideline down to Cesar Tino to Phil Hamburger on the wing. Hamburger behind the screen. Moves it across the top. That's Ostrander. Bombs it inside. Hartford backs up. Kicks it out to Hamburger. Dribble penetration to the free throw line. Out to Cesar for three. Shot is up there. No good. Rebound Hartford. Follow shot up there. Good. Chris Hartford gets the rebound in the follow shot. 3-2 is the score now. It is Boone Central with a one-point lead. Here's Missouri with the ball. Cross-court pass. Rainbow pass down to Gendrup on the baseline. His shot is up there. It's going to be no good. Ball tapped out of there. It's picked up by Hedlund. Tyler Hedlund has got it on the wing. Bounce pass goes inside to a Bramer, and he's going to be hit with a traveling violation. So Bo Bremer is hit with a traveling violation there for Boone Central as he got the ball just to the right of the goal, trying to back up against Chris Hartford and gets hit with the steps. Second turnover on Boone Central in the ballgame. 3-2 is the score. The Cardinals with a one-point lead on that three-pointer by Tyler Hedlund. St. Cecilia back with the ball. Here's Cesar Tino with the free throw line. Out to Hamburger in three-point territory. Down in the corner, that's Hannon with the ball. Out to Ostrander, 4-3. Shot is up there, rims out, no good. Hannon grabs the rebound. He goes underneath the basket, and the ball is going to be deflected away. And it's picked up here by Kenny of Boone Central. Down to their sideline, the pass comes over here to a Tyler Hedlund right in front of the St. Cecilia bench. Out here to a Brent Kenny, picked up there by Hamburger. There's a feed down low to a Bremer. His pass in the lane is going to be locked out of bounds. Bremer throws the ball out of bounds. That's the third turnover already on Boone Central here in the ballgame. And it checks out of the ballgame now for St. Cecilia. In there is going to be Tim Scope. Just underway, 4 minutes and 54 seconds to play here in the first quarter. 3-2 is the score. It's Boone Central out on top of Hastings St. Cecilia tonight. And the ball went out the door and down the hallway. The officials retrieved that. Now we're set to go again as Cesar Tino will play things in for the Blue Hawks as he gets into the hands of Simon Ostrander, who brings the ball up here for St. Cecilia. Now to Cesar Tino, free throw line extended left side behind a screen from Hartford. Over to Hamburger on the right wing. Hamburger comes across the top again to Cesar Tino. Drives for the bucket. His shot is up there and in. Cesar Tino finds a seam in the defense here and takes it right to the hole and scores. The Hawks now have a 4-3 advantage here in this first quarter. 4.5 minutes to play. Here's a shot, a running one-hander. An off-balance shot by Mazur. No good. Rebound Hamburger. Long pass down to four to Ostrander. He tries to shovel it away to Hartford, and he throws the ball out of bounds. A turnover there on St. Cecilia, the first of the ball game. Here comes Joel Kropel into the ball game now for Hastings St. Cecilia, replacing Hartford. So it's going to be Kropel in there now for St. Cecilia, averaging 1.1 rebound per ball game. 4-3 to score. St. Cecilia is out on top here. Boone Central has got the ball. There's Mazur. Lobs it inside again to a Bremer. Kicks it back out of the wing to Mazur. Mazur thought about it for three. Passed it up now to a Gendrup. Over on the wing to Mazur again. Out on top to Hedlund. Trying to drive it. Now we got a whistle away from all the action. Personal foul is going to be whistled on Grapple of St. Cecilia. That's going to be his first. First foul on Joel Grapple. Team foul number one on St. Cecilia. End of the ball game now will be Cade Leach. Cade Leach, a 6-foot senior, into the ball game now for Boone Central, averaging 3.5 points per ball game. 4-3 in the score. St. Cecilia's got a 1-point lead. Boone Central inbounds the ball from underneath their own basket. They come out on top to Mazur, sends it back inside. That's Mazur out on the wing now. Back inside to Mazur. His shot is up there and in. Tana Mazur scoring there in the paint for Boone Central. And the Cardinals out with a 1-point lead, 5-4 the score. Cesar Tino comes over here on the wing to Joel Grapple. Grapple dribbles to the top of the key, gives it up down to Hamburger. He drives it down the left side of the lane. Scoop shot is up there. It's going to be no good, but he's fouling the play. A personal foul can be whistled here on Cade Leach of Boone Central. That's going to be his first. That's going to be team foul number one on the Cardinals. 3:34 to play here in the first quarter. 5-4 the score. Boone Central has got the lead. To the free throw line for St. Cecilia will be Phil Hamburger, 51% foul shooter, and his shot is up there. It's good. They'll get one more. End of the ball game now for St. Cecilia will be Kevin Ryan. Simon Ostrander will come to the bench. Hamburger scored 15 on Saturday in that ball game against Lincoln Christian. Next shot is up there. That one is too strong. The ball is tapped out. That's going to be picked up here by Tanner Mazur. Mazur comes into the forecourt now as they get it to a Colton Mazur. Back out here in the wing. A shot is up there and in. Bo Bremer scoring there. And Boone Central goes out on top on a score of 7-5 in the ball game. Hamburger down on the baseline. Nice pass inside to Ryan. It's not going to be blocked out of bounds. Hamburger to Ryan, who was cut for the basket. They got him the ball, but a nice block there by Boone Central as they knocked the ball out of bounds. St. Cecilia will play things in. Baseline left side underneath their own basket. They get it to Tim Scott, who hands it back to Hamburger. 4-3. It's off of the mark. No good. Long rebound to the Coffin corner. Picked up there by Mazur. He runs her back the other way with a right-handed dribble. 3 minutes to play. They're in the first quarter. 7-5 the score. St. Cecilia trailing by two. Here's Tyler Hedlund. Double team. Gets it away. Out here in three-point territory. That's Cade Leach with the ball. Leach to Tanner Mazur. Mazur out in three-point territory. Goes over on the wing on the left side to Tyler Hedlund. Picked up out there by Scope. Dribble penetration. Throws it down on the baseline on the left side to Tanner Mazur. Picked up there by Cesar Tino and St. Cecilia. Pass out on top. Intercepted. Intercepted by Hamburger. He drives, shoots, and scores. Hamburger gets the interception and the field goal on the other end. That gives the Hawks a 7-7 basketball game in this game tonight with 2:27 to play. So Phil Hamburger gets the steal and a field goal on the other end. Hawks playing the man-to-man defense at this end. Hedlund has got the ball, loses control of it, picks it back up, goes to Mazur on the baseline. His shot no good. Rebound loose. Ryan goes down. Three players go down, and now we got a foul called. A personal foul is going to be called here on the Boone Central. It's going to go on Colton Mazur. That's going to be his first. So they're fighting for the loose ball there, and Colton Mazur is whistled for the personal foul. That's going to be team foul number two on the Cardinals here in this first quarter of play. 2 minutes and 12 seconds to play. We're tied up at 7 points apiece here in boys high school basketball. After Hastings St. Cecilia won the opener tonight 47-44 over number one ranked Boone Central. Here's Simon Ostrander with the ball. That's Hamburger with the ball at the free throw line. Hands it away now to Kevin Ryan. Back out to Hamburger. In 3 point territory to Ryan. Moves it down in the corner. That's Hannon with the ball. Down to Ryan, dribbles once, sends it across the top to Hamburger. Dribbles once, gives it back to Ryan. 4-3, shot is up there. It's off of the mark, no good. Down for the rebound. It goes out of bounds. It's saved. Nope, it's not. It's out of bounds. Hartford trying to save it. But he was stepping on the in line, and it'll be Boone Central coming back the other way. 1 minute, 45 seconds to play here in this one. Hastings St. Cecilia 7, Boone Central 7. There's a Tanner Mazur with the ball. Comes across the top to Colton Mazur. Colton. Bounce pass down low. Now down in the corner. Here's a long-range jumper by Tanner Mazur. No good. Rebound comes down to Kevin Ryan. Ryan runs back the other way to Hamburger to the near sideline. Still brings it into the offensive zone. His shot from 15 is up there. It rims off. No good. Ball goes out of bounds, and it's going to be last touch there by St. Cecilia's Mike Hannon. So Boone Central will play things in. Minute and 21 seconds to play. In this first quarter, 7-7 the score. Walking the ball up is going to be Tyler Hedlund now. Skok will pick him up right at the 10-second line. Hedlund's pass out on top, and we're going to have a foul called here on Skok. Tim Skok picks up his first personal foul, team foul number two on the Blue Hawks. 1:11 left here in the first quarter. Tyler Hedlund will inbound the ball here for Boone Central right in front of the St. Cecilia bench. They come out near the 10-second line to Derek Gentrup. As he dribbles the ball against Hannon, takes it to the left side of the floor, and now we got a whistle and we got a traveling violation called. Traveling violation going to be called there on Gentrup. That's going to be turnover number 5 on Boone Central here in this first quarter. At St. Cecilia, now with 64 seconds to play in the period, they come back the other direction. That's Kevin Ryan on the dribble now for St. Cecilia. Starts off right, then left, reverses the ball, gets it over to Skok. Now back to Ryan. Out here in three-point territory, nearly travels with the ball. There's Jamison Esch on the high post to Hartford. That's the free throw line. Kicks it out here now to Hannon on the near side. Hannon takes it into the paint, puts up a little hook shot. Good. Mike Hannon scores for St. Cecilia. That's his first field goal. And the Hawks are out on top with a score of 9-7. Gendrup has got the ball now for Boone Central. There's a pass mishandled there by Tyler Hedlund. The ball is brought down by Ryan. That's turnover number 6 on Boone Central. There's Tim Skok with the ball. Skok out to Jamison Esch. He tries to penetrate inside. Can't do it. Bounce pass out to Ryan. Top of the key. Now to Esch. Traveling violation. Esch angling in from the left wing. Trying to drive it to the hole. And a traveling violation is called there on Esch. Second turnover on St. Cecilia. 19.9 seconds to play. Here in this first quarter. 9-7 to score. The Blue Hawks have the lead. And now it's going to be Boone Central inbounding the ball here in backcourt. Here comes Groffle into the ballgame now for St. Cecilia, replacing Jamison Esch. 19.9 seconds to play in the first quarter. St. Cecilia 9, Boone Central 7. Tyler Hedlund with the ball. Tyler brings it up now for Boone Central against Skoke. Brings it into the offensive zone. Comes to the wing on the right side. Over to Brett Timmy, who's back into the ball game. A whistle stops playing. A foul is going to be called here on Hannon. As Brett Timmy was taken off to the baseline, Hannon with a push from behind. That's going to be his first. Boone Central will inbound the ball here on the near sideline. They get it to Tyler Hedlund. Out here in three-point territory. 4 seconds, 3 seconds. In the corner. A shot is up there. It's going to be no good. Timmy with the rebound, and time runs out. Time runs out here in the first quarter of play. Timmy can't get the shot away. At one quarter in the books tonight in boys high school basketball, the score, Hastings St. Cecilia 9, Boone Central 7. You're listening to high school basketball on 1230. Take a chance.
Do you have an aching back, a bum shoulder, or a trick knee? Does the thought of vacuuming, climbing up bleachers, or reaching for the top shelf make you cringe? Does pain keep you awake at night or prevent you from enjoying life? If so, you may need to see the orthopedic specialist at Physical Therapy and Sports Rehab of Hastings. The kind, caring, experienced staff of PTSR can help speed up your recovery. Whether you were injured on the job, at home, or play, PTSR is the place to be. Call 402-462-8824 or visit the website at www.ptsrhastings.com.
Relax, it's Rheem. It's South Central Heating and Air Conditioning in Hastings. You can relax with the comfort and quality of Rheem furnaces and other Rheem heating products, the most reliable heating systems you can buy. South Central Heating's complete line of Rheem furnaces provide quiet, efficient operation year after year, saving you money and making your life a little more comfortable. So relax, it's Rheem. Get your Rheem products at South Central Heating and Air Conditioning, 701 West First, Hastings. Call 402-462-9190.
1230 KHAS.
Basketball for you tonight here on 1230 KHAS, also online at www.hastingslink.com. Your internet streaming brought to you by Hastings College. Pursue your passion at Hastings College. You can find out more at www.hastings.edu. 9-7 to score. Hastings St. Cecilia with a 2-point lead. Boone Central with the ball. There's a shot taken by Mazur off of the baseline. It's going to be no good. Rebound comes down to Caesar Tino. Tino down the near sideline for the Hawks. Gets it into the offensive zone. Comes out to Hartford, now to Hamburger. Over to Simon Ostrander, who's back into the ball game, who hands it away to Caesar. Caesar dribbling with the ball out here in 3-point territory. Now to Ostrander. Now to Hamburger out here beyond the 3-point arc. Over to Ostrander on the wing. Dribble penetration. Throws it over here to Mike Cannon on the wing. Caesar Tino, top of the key. Now to Ostrander. Sends it inside to Hartford. He wheels in the lane. His shot is up there. It's going to be off of the mark. No good. Rebound comes down to Tanner Mazur. Mazur has got the ball now for Boone Central. Gets the ball ahead to the far sideline to Colton Mazur. Comes near sideline to Tyler Hedlund, and he loses the ball out of bounds. It was a rocket pass from Colton Mazur from the far side over to Hedlund. He lost the ball out of bounds. That's 7 turnovers on Boone Central here in the ballgame. 9-7 to score. We're in the second quarter of boys high school basketball, a minute into this second period. Here's Ostrander out to Caesar Tino. Out of Hamburger, a long three is up there. It's going to be off of the mark. No good. Rebound, Hannon, follow shot. No good. And the rebound to Bremer. They missed the easy one inside. Bo Bremer gets the rebound for Boone Central. Back the other way, Colton Mazur. Down to a Brent Timmy to the near sideline. That's Hedlund with the ball. He holds it there against Hannon. Bounce pass goes inside to Bremer. His shot over Hartford is going to be up there. No good. Rebound comes down to Hannon of St. Cecilia. Out with pass is going to be intercepted. Intercepted by Hedlund. Down to Timmy. Puts a man in the air. His shot is up and in. Brett Timmy scores after St. Cecilia turns the ball over here. Third turnover on the Hawks. We're now tied at 9 points apiece early in the second quarter. Here's Caesar Tino. Spins at the elbow, right side of the lane. Can't put up a shot. Tino brings her back out here. Hands away to Ostrander. Ball tipped away. Picked up by Ostrander on the far sideline. Down to Phil Hamburger. Looking to penetrate. Sends it across the top to Tino for three. Shot good. Caesar Tino hits the three-pointer. He's now got 5 points in the ball game. The Hawks go out on top with a score of 12-9. 6 minutes to go here in the first half from Albion, Nebraska, Boone Central. The Cardinals and the Blue Hawks here tonight. There's Tyler Hedlund with the ball. Now to Mazur. Dribbles it to the free throw line. Now to Timmy for three. Shot is up there. It's off of the mark. No good. Rebound comes down to Hannon. Mike Hannon doing a great job with the board so far for St. Cecilia in this ball game. Down the right side behind Ostrander to Hannon. Spins right side of the lane. Trying to go up. He does. For the shot, it's no good. And the rebound comes down to Bremer. The foul is to be called. Hartford is going to be the guilty party here for St. Cecilia. Chris Hartford picks up his first. That's going to be team foul number 4 on the Blue Hawks. 5:31 to play in the first half. Boys High School basketball, 12-9 is the score. Hastings St. Cecilia out on top here. Boone Central inbounds the ball in backcourt. Tanner Mazur will bring things up. Cesar Tino will pick up Mazur as he crosses the 10-second line. St. Cecilia still in a man-to-man defense. Tanner with the ball on the wing. Out here in 3 points here on its way to Leach. Drives it right side of the lane and pulls up, shoots a little 12-footer. Shot no good. Rebound Bremer. Shot good. Oh, Bremer scoring there in the offensive putback. He's now got 4 points in the ball game. Hawks still have a one-point lead, 12-11 to score. Bill Hamburg with the ball over to Cesar Tino. Dribbles inside, stops. Bounce pass down to Hartford. His shot is up and in. Nice pass there by Cesar Tino. He gets the assist. Chris Hartford gets the field goal. Chris now with 4 points in the ball game for the Hawks. St. Cecilia back out on top by three. 14-11. There's a pass in the lane. Handled there by Timmy. His shot from 12 feet away. No good. Hammond with another rebound for St. Cecilia. Down the near sideline to get it to Hamburger. He drives against Timmy. Gives it away now to Hartford. Entry pass to Hannon. He goes for the hole. His shot is up there and in. Mike Hannon scores for St. Cecilia. He's got 4 points in the ballgame. St. Cecilia out to a 5-point lead. 16-11 with 4.5 minutes to play. There's a Gendrup with the ball. Right side of the lane. Comes out top of the key. Leach's 3-pointer put up there and in. Cade Leach throws up the 3-ball. He's been hitting only 35% of his trades so far this year. He hits his first 3 here tonight. Right from the top of the key. 16-14 is the score. St. Cecilia back with the ball. Ostrander to Hannon. Brings it back to Ostrander on the wing on the right side. Down to Mike Hannon. He holds the ball against his man-to-man defense of Boone Central. Phil Hamburger now to Cesar Tino. Takes it down on the baseline. His running one-hander is up there. No good. Rebound Temme for the Boone Central Cardinals down the far sideline. With the basketball is Gendrup. Top of the key now to Mazur. Gendrup entry pass. They get it to Bremer again. Back out to Temme on the wing. His shot is up there. It's going to be no good. Long rebound comes out here to Cesar Tino of St. Cecilia. Bounce pass is kicked into the second row of the bleachers on the far side. St. Cecilia will play things in. What an up-tempo type of game here tonight between St. Cecilia and Boone Central. 3:40 remaining here in the second quarter. 16-14. St. Cecilia with the lead. Tim Stoke into the ballgame now to Jamison Ashe. Rockets a pass inside and it's going to be out of bounds. Trying to get it to Tino. The pass was delivered wide of the target there and it's out of bounds. A turnover on St. Cecilia. That's their fourth of the ballgame. Boone Central has turned the ball over 7 times. St. Cecilia with a 2-point lead, 16-14 to score. Here come the Cardinals back the other way. That's Leach with the ball here on the near side. Picked up there by Esch. Moves it down to Mazur on the baseline. Kicks it out here. There's a jumper put up there. It's going to be no good by Bremer. Bremer from 10 feet away, and the rebound comes down to St. Cecilia. Hamburger running back the other way. Hamburger takes it to the free throw line down the left side of the lane. His scoop shot is up there. It's good, and he's fouling the play. So Hamburger gets the field goal to go down for St. Cecilia. He's got 5 points in the ball game. Fouled in a play here, and a personal will go on Bremer. That's going to be his first. That's team foul number 3 on the Cardinals. St. Cecilia with a 4-point lead, 18-14. Hamburger to the free throw line now for St. Cecilia, and his shot is good. So he hits on the 3-point play. Hamburger's got 6 points in the ballgame. St. Cecilia now leading by 5 points, 19-14. St. Cecilia stands with a man-to-man. Here's Alex Johnson into the ball game now. Alex Johnson has the ball tipped out of bounds. Good job there by Kevin Ryan. So Alex Johnson just checked in there for Boone Central. A 6'1" in seniors. He will inbound the ball out here in 3 points there. It's way to Mazur. Picked up by Tino. He drives it. Goes out on the wing to Leach. His shot for 3 is no good, but the foul is going to be called. And 3 shots here for Leach. As he is fouled in a play by Jamison Esch. Of St. Cecilia, that's going to be his first. Esch picks up his first, and now it's going to be free throws here by Cade Leach, a 44% foul shooter in the season, and his shot is up there, it's good. He'll have 3 shots here as he was fouled in the active shooting, added 3-point territory. Leach averaging 3.7 points per ball game so far in the season for the Cardinals. Next shot is up there, down through the hole. Leach will have one more. Cade Leach, a 6-foot senior, towing the mark here for Boone Central. Now a 19-16 ball game in favor of the Blue Hawks. Here comes the next shot here by Leach. It's up there. It's off of the back iron. It is no good. Rebound Bremer. Follow shot is up there. No good. Rebound loose. And it's going to be picked up here by Cesar Tino. Tino has got the ball. Hometown fans wanted a foul in there. As Bremer was tipping the ball up there, they didn't get it. Here's Hamburger driving down the lane. His pass, and we got a foul called. Hamburger took it down the lane and went to Tim Skoke right side of the lane. And a personal foul is going to be called here on Tanner Mazur. Boone Central, that's going to be his first. High school basketball tonight here on 1230 KHIS. Also online at www.hastingslink.com. Saint Cecilia will inbound baseline left side underneath their own basket. That's Hamburger with the ball, looking, gets it into Skoke on the baseline. Wheels in the lane, kicks it back out here on the wing on the right side of Jamison Esch. Now to Hamburger, knocks a man down, goes up for the shot. It's going to be no good. Rebound is loose and is picked up here by Boone Central. Alex Johnson has got the ball now to Timmy. Brent Timmy into the forecourt over on the wing to Leach. Now to Tyler Hedlund. Over on the wing on the right side, that's Alex Johnson. Comes out to Hedlund. They're working around the three-point arc here to Leach. Moves it down on the baseline. That's Alex Johnson with the ball. Goes back inside. Here's a shot by Leach. No good. Ball swatted around, and it's going to be picked up here by Esch. Jamison Esch has got it down for St. Cecilia in the forecourt with 2 minutes to play second quarter. 19-16, Hawks with a three-point lead. Hamburger drives the ball to the hole. His shot is up there. Still good, but he's fouling the play. Hamburger takes the ball to the hole there for St. Cecilia. Found a little opening in the defense, but could not finish at the hole. Alex Johnson picks up the personal foul. That's going to be his first. So Hamburger to the free throw line. He's got 6 points already tonight. 2 out of 3 from the free throw line as he hits his first free throw. Hamburger, a 51% foul shooter in the season. Jamison Esch out of the ball game now. Coming back in there is going to be Kevin Ryan. 1:54 to go. There's the next shot. It's up there. It's going to be no good. Rebound comes down to Temme. Temme comes to the near sideline as they get it to Derek Gendrup, who's back into the ball game now. Picked up by Hamburger. Alex Johnson has got it now down in the baseline, going for the hole. Throws it down in the corner on the right side. That's Gendrup. He goes for the hole. A shot is up there. It's going to be no good, but a blocking foul here. Going down hard with Gendrup and Cesar Tino. The foul is going to be called, and Tino, he gets up rubbing his head here. They're going to send Derek Gendrup to the free throw line for Boone Central. He's a 63% foul shooter in the season. He's not scored so far in this ball game. His shot is up there, and it's beginning around the rim and falls off no good. Boone Central is a team hitting 54% of their free throw tosses. Into the ball game now, Colton Mazur. Going out is going to be Tyler Hedlund. Coming back in for Boone Central, Tanner Mazur. And going out will be Cade Leach. 20-16, Hastings St. Cecilia with the lead. Next shot is up there, it's good. As a Derek Gendrup got the free throw down there, it's now a 20-17 ball game in favor of St. Cecilia. We approach the 90-second mark here in the second quarter. Simon Ostrander with the ball over on the wing on the right side. That's Mike Hannon. Hannon picked up by Mazur. Down the right side of the lane, Cesar Tino's shot. No good. Rebound Skoke. He goes back up. His shot good. Tim Skoke on an offensive board and a putback. That's his first field goal. And the Hawks again leading by 7 points at 22-17. Here comes Tanner Mazur. Or Boone Central feeds it on the wing to Colton Mazur. Free throw line extended right side. Colton Mazur sends it back over to Tanner. Tanner Mazur holds the ball there against Hannon. Other St. Cecilia defense. Tanner Mazur dribbling on the ball. Goes to Tyler Hedlund. Hedlund picked up by Cesar Tino on the wing. Reverses the ball and gets it to Colton Mazur. Back to Tanner Mazur on the wing on the left side. Moves it down in the corner to Tyler Hedlund. Ball high above his head. Lobs it inside. There's a Tanner Mazur shot up and in. They post up one of their guards, Tanner Mazur. They got him the ball on a turnaround jumper from the left side of the lane, and Tanner cans it. 22-19, the Hawks with a three-point lead. There's Hamburger. He's just going to hang on to the ball here. And then watch the clock tick down, 28 seconds. 28 seconds left in the second quarter. Hamburger puts it on the floor now and dribbles out near the 10-second line. Picked up out there by Colton Mazur. Hamburger just dribbling with the ball, gets rid of it now to Ostrander. Ostrander down to Cesar Tino, hands it away to Hamburger. 10 seconds. Hamburger has got the ball. Ostrander now to Cesar Tino on the wing. Tino drives it down the lane to the basket. He goes, his shot no good. Skoke had the rebound. He lost it to Timmy. There's a shot from backcourt, no good. And that is the end of the first half of play. St. Cecilia will have the lead here at halftime. AC St. Cecilia 22 and Boone Central 19. You're listening to high school basketball at 1240 KHAS.
Hamburger Remodeling at BillHamburgerRemodeling.com. Bill Hamburger Remodeling will help you with residential and commercial construction, remodeling and additions, concrete work, drywall, siding, roofing, carpentry, and even snow removal. Bill Hamburger Remodeling is insured and a member of the Better Business Bureau. Call Bill at 402-469-8551. Visit the showroom for a great selection of windows, siding, and shingles. Bill Hamburger Remodeling in Hastings is a proud supporter of Hastings and area athletes and teams.
The clear choice, the right choice, the expert choice. Auto Glass Experts in Hastings, your experts in glass repair and replacement. The Auto Glass Experts, Jeff Fitzke, Brent Vorderstrass, and Fred Calabro, will come to you. The mobile service number, 402-463-0025. It's easy, it's convenient. Get those rock chips repaired to avoid more damage or cracking. A reminder from the Auto Glass Experts, one block east of Custom Pack, 405 West J Street, Hastings, and online at autoglassexperts@windstream.net.
When it hurts, come to Burt's. Burt's Drug Stores in Hastings has the best prescription and over-the-counter service and free delivery 6 days a week. You get old-fashioned know-you-by-your-first-name personal service at Burt's Drug Store downtown Hastings and Burt's Pharmacy, 14th and Bellevue.
Your health is the number one concern at Burt's Drug Stores in Hastings. Burt's continues to take care of you with the best over-the-counter service, free delivery 6 days a week, home health care products, and personal service. All this and much more at Burt's Drug Store, downtown Hastings, and Burt's Pharmacy, 14th and Bellevue.
1230 KHAS.
All right, Mike Will back here in Albion tonight with high school basketball at 1230 KHAS. We're at halftime. Hastings St. Cecilia out on top of Boone Central tonight by a score of 22-19. St. Cecilia, the eighth-ranked team in Class C1 this week, according to the Lincoln Journal Star. It was Boone Central who had the lead early in this ballgame. St. Cecilia got her tied up at 7 points apiece. Hawks actually had a 9-7 advantage. After one quarter, St. Cecilia opened up 5-point leads in the second period at 16-11 and at 19-14 and at 22-17. And right now it's a 3-point ball game. Hastings St. Cecilia with a lead over Boone Central by a score of 22-19. Scoring in the first half for St. Cecilia, Bill Hamburger has got a couple of field goals and he is 3 out of 5 from the free throw line. He has got 7 points. 5 points for Cesar Tino on a 3 and a 2. Chris Hartford has got a couple of field goals and 4 points. Mike Canada has got 2 field goals and 4 points. And Tim Skoke has got a field goal and 2 points for St. Cecilia. Hawks 3 out of 5 from the free throw line there in the first half of play. Boone Central is being led by Cade Leach. He's got 5 points in the ballgame. He nailed a 3-pointer in the second quarter. Also hit 2 out of 3 free throws, so Leach has got 5 points. Bo Bremer has got 4. He's got a couple of field goals for his 4 points. Tyler Hedlund has nailed a 3-pointer in the first half. He's got 3. Brett Penny has got a field goal for 2. Derek Gendrup has got a free throw and 2 attempts for 1. I think I forgot Tanner Mazur. He's got a couple of field goals and 4 points for Boone Central. The Cardinals 3 out of 5 from the free throw line in the first half of play. Again, Hastings St. Cecilia with a lead over Boone Central here at halftime in boys high school play. St. Cecilia 22, Boone Central 19. Back with more after this.
Witt Plumbing does residential, commercial, and farm plumbing. From new construction, remodeling repairs, and service to backhoe, trenching, leach fields, water heaters and softeners, septic tank installation, and video sewer inspections. Where there's a Witt, there's a way. Witt Plumbing, 1726 North Kansas Avenue, Hastings.
When you need body work, call Sealy Body Shop in Hastings. Sealy's now uses the new environmentally friendly products from PPG. Sealy's offers complete collision repair and restoration. Sealy's Body Shop, the name you trust at 201 East South Street in Hastings.
Are you ready to switch to a bank whose top priority is customer service?
If you are, visit your locally owned Five Points Bank of Hastings and let us show you what great customer service is all about.
We offer all types of checking accounts, some of which include a rewarding interest rate, free checks, no service charges, special travel opportunities, and many other benefits.
We are proud to call Hastings home. Five Points Bank of Hastings, the better bank, member FDIC.
Jackson's Forest Service has moved to 219 North Lexington in Hastings on the corner of 3rd and Lexington. Jackson's Forest Service does commercial and residential installation of carpet, vinyl, ceramic tile, laminate, and pre-finished wood. Call Jim and Greg at 402-462-9336 or 462-0968. Jackson's Forest Service supports the local and area athletes and teams and wishes them good luck this season. Jackson's Forest Service, now located at 219 North Lexington in Hastings.
1230 KHAS.
All right, back in Albion, boys high school basketball. We're at halftime here tonight, 22-19. Hastings St. Cecilia with a lead over Boone Central. An exciting one in the first one here today, as Hastings St. Cecilia knocked off number one ranked Boone Central tonight by a score of 47-44. The difference, a 3-point field goal with Morgan Nicola with 0.8 seconds remaining. And St. Cecilia gives Boone Central their first loss of the season, winning 47-44. Boone Central had tied up the ball game at the 29-second mark of the fourth quarter on a 3-pointer themselves by Brittany Sita. And St. Cecilia came back with the clock down to 10 seconds. They call a timeout, work a play, and Morgan Nicola eventually throws up the 3-pointer from the wing on the left side. She banks her in. Boone Central is able to call a timeout with 0.8 seconds remaining. They actually got a pass down to 4. They got a shot away, but it was no good, and St. Cecilia wins it here tonight by the score of 47-44 in girls' play as the Hawkeyes knock off the Cardinals this evening. Chanel Farmer led the way for St. Cecilia. She had 18 points in the ballgame. She was the only player that hit double figures tonight for the Hawkeyes. Morgan Nicola, who hit the game-winning shot, had 5 points. She had a three-pointer, and then she hit a 2-point field goal in the first half of play. Two girls had double figures for Boone Central. Jenna Lehman had 14 points, and Mariah Glidden had 11. So Boone Central is now 11-1 on the season. They will play Madison coming up on Friday night before playing Guardian Angel Central Catholic on Saturday. That team is ranked number one in Class C2. Hastings St. Cecilia is now 9-2 on the season. The Hawkeyes will move on to face second-ranked Minden coming up on Thursday night. That's a ball game you'll be able to hear on the breeze, KLIQ 94.5. At halftime here of our boys' ball game, 22-19 is the score. St. Cecilia with the lead. Again, leading the way for the Blue Hawks so far is Phil Hamburger. He has got 7 points in the ball game for St. Cecilia. And leading the way for Boone Central is Cade Leach. He's got 5 points for the Cardinals. Got the second half coming up. You're listening to high school basketball tonight on 1230 KHAS.
These days, ensuring financial security for you and those you care about most is more important than ever, and Farm Bureau Financial Services can help. Life insurance can help provide that security along with guarantees and peace of mind. Contact Farm Bureau agent Marty DeMuth in Hastings to see how he makes it simple to help protect your family's financial future. The guarantees expressed are based upon the claims-paying ability of Farm Bureau Life Insurance Company. Securities and services offered through Equitrust Marketing Services, LLC affiliate. Farm Bureau Financial Services.
Precision Heating and Air Conditioning is your Lennox dealer in Hastings. Whether it's the industry's most innovative heating and cooling systems, heat pumps, air quality systems, or other proven Lennox products, you and your family will enjoy the all-year-round quality comfort. Call Tom Wissing in Hastings, 402-463-6061 for more information on Lennox products, warranties, tax credits, rebates, and more. 463-6061. Lennox dealers are independently owned and operated businesses. Precision Heating and Air Conditioning in Hastings, Lennox. Innovation never felt so good.
People around here understand the importance of caring for one another, of creating a place that's familiar, welcoming, and safe. You take good care of your family, your home, your community. At Mary Lanning Memorial Healthcare, we'll take good care of you. Mary Lanning Memorial Healthcare, committed to compassionate care.
1230 KHAS.
All right, back in Albion, high school basketball tonight here on 1230 KHAS. Hastings College basketball tomorrow night. We'll be back at the Osborne Sports Complex, Lynn Farrell Arena. Concordia Bulldogs going to be in town to take on Hastings in a women's men's basketball doubleheader. On the air with a pregame show at 5:45, 6 o'clock for the women's game tomorrow, 8 o'clock for the guys, and all the coverage right here on 1230 KHAS. Thursday, we'll be over on the breeze, KLIQ 94.5. Hastings St. Cecilia girls will play Minden in the first ball game, and then the Minden boys will play Hastings High School in the second ball game. We'll have both of those contests, two different gyms on the Thursday, but we'll have both games on the breeze, KLIQ 94.5. The Minden girls have time to take on Hastings St. Cecilia, and the Minden boys will play up at Hastings High against the Tigers, and we'll have the action on the breeze, KLIQ 94.5. Jonathan Trumbull and Adams Central on Saturday on the Breeze. A lot of high school basketball coming your way the rest of the week on our network of stations at Platte River Radio. We are set to go. Hastings St. Cecilia will shoot to our basket to our right here in the second half of play. The Hawks have a three-point advantage to begin the second half. Hamburger has got the ball deep in the corner on the right side. He's going to back up now toward the goal. Jump pass over to the far side. Ostrand is three-pointer. Put up there is going to be no good. And the rebound comes out to Tanner Mazur. Mazur runs her back the other way for Boone Central. Stops left side of the lane. Gets into the hands now of Colton Mazur. Takes it down to the baseline. His shot is up there. It's an air ball. Rebound comes down to Hannon of St. Cecilia. Hannon has done a great job with the boards. Has done a good job on the boards for St. Cecilia here tonight. Cesar Tino has got it. Now he loses control of the ball. The scramble is on, and it is picked up here by Boone Central. That is the fifth turnover on St. Cecilia here in the ballgame. The Hawks leading by a score of 22-19. Tanner Mazur has got the ball now for Boone Central. Dribbles to the wing on the right side. Now behind the screen from Timmy. Now gives the ball away to Timmy out here. Working against Hamburger. Sends the ball inside to Bremer. Down in the corner, down to Mazur. Double team. Goes back down in the corner to a Bo Bremer and a traveling violation on both. Turnover number 8 now in Boone Central. And now the Cardinals want to call a timeout. Dan Zuha wants to call a timeout here for the Boone Central Cardinals. 6 minutes and 57 seconds to play. Here in the third quarter, we'll take a break. Hastings St. Cecilia 22, Boone Central 19.
At Five Points Bank of Hastings, we are committed to serving the financial needs of our community in a safe and sound manner. This is Terry Anstein, Bank President. You just heard our bank's mission statement. It isn't very long, but it is right on the money. Our experienced and friendly bankers are empowered to provide high-quality banking services to help you meet your financial goals. Bottom line, we both win by working together to help you meet your banking needs in a safe and sound manner. Five Points Bank of Hastings, member FDIC.
1230 KHAS.
High school basketball in the early stages of the third quarter. 6:57 remaining. St. Cecilia holding on to a three-point lead. 22-19. Bill Hamburger with the ball now for St. Cecilia over here on the wing on the right side. That's Ostrander with the ball. Ostrander, Hartford, down to Cesar Tino. Left side, Mike Hannon holds the ball high above his head there. Hannon puts it on the floor, dribbles out here, flips it away to Cesar, drives it down the left side of the lane, is running one-handed, no good, but he grabs his own rebound underneath the hole out to Hannon for a three. Shot up there, no good. Ball tipped to the corner, and it's going to be out of bounds. That's best there by Hamburger of St. Cecilia, so the Hawks can't get anything going in that possession. Nobody has scored yet here in the third quarter. 6.5 to go. Still 22-19. St. Cecilia leading by 3 points. Here's Boone Central back with the ball. Hedlund has got it on the far sideline. Bounce pass. Right down the lane. It's going to be intercepted. Intercepted by Hartford of St. Cecilia. He steals that one away from Bremer. Now driving the baseline. An offensive foul is called here on Mike Hannon. Offensive foul called on Hannon as he was driving the ball toward the goal. And he runs over Tyler Hedlund down there. Officially, the turnover on St. Cecilia, that's their sixth of the ball game. 22-19, 6:08 to play now in the third. End of the ball game for St. Cecilia. I think Cesar Tino back in there for the Hawks. Running back the other way is Tanner Mazur. Kicks it out here to Gendrup. His shot is up there, no good. Rebound comes down to Hamburger of St. Cecilia. Bill brings it back, right-handed dribble. Now races the ball toward the goal. A shot off of the glass is up there. It's going to be no good. The ball is tapped out. It's picked up by Tino, rather by Hannon. His shot no good. Rebound Hamburger. His shot's good, and he's fouled. Hamburger picks up the trash in the lane there and goes up for the field goal and hits it, and he's fouled in the play. So Hamburger now goes to the free throw line and trying to make this a three-point opportunity right here. The first personal foul whistled there on the Boone Central in the second half of play. So Hamburger to the free throw line. The personal foul goes on Tanner Mazur. That's going to be his second. Hamburger 3 out of 5 from the line tonight. Making 4 out of 6 as he hits the free throw. Hamburger is now in double digits with 10 points. 25-19 this year. Facing St. Cecilia now with a 6-point advantage here in the third. Pressure by the Hawks out here in 3-point territory. Tanner Mazur has got it on the dribble. Mazur stops on the far sideline. Lobs it over here. The Leach, his shot is up there. It's going to be no good. The ball is tapped to the far side. Hamburger tries to save it. He can't do it. It's into the hands of Boone Central's Derek Gendrup. Bounce that pass goes down on the baseline to Colton Mazur. Now in the lane to Bremer. Shot's partially deflected by Hartford. It goes out of bounds. Goes out of bounds. It's going to be Boone Central ball. They will inbound baseline left side underneath their own basket. Bazour will trigger things in for Boone Central as he holds onto it. Goes deep in a corner to Leach. Moves to his left. Can't fire up the shot. Now to Colton Mazur. Moves it to the wing. Now down in the corner again to Cade Leach. Back out to Gendrup. Free throw line extended right side. He takes it to the hole. His shot is up there now. Foul shot. No good. Rebound comes down to Hamburger. Hamburger down near sideline for St. Cecilia to Mike Hannon. Dribbles down in the corner. Now stops. Two-handed pass comes out on top to Hamburger. Down to Cesar Tino on the wing. It's a man-to-man defense here for Boone Central. Hannon throws up a three. It's not good. Mike Hannon fires up a three ball there. He's got 7 points in the ball game. And St. Cecilia after the biggest lead of the contest now at 28-19. 4:35 to play here in the third quarter from Albion tonight. On the deep wing, right side is going to be Mazur out to a Bremer. Comes over to a Gendrup again, reverses the ball, gets it to Colton Mazur at the top of the key. Out of Bremer at the wing, drives it toward the goal. The shot is up there. It's going to be no good. Rattles off of the front iron, and the rebound comes down to Hartford of St. Cecilia. Outlet pass goes to Ostrander, gets the ball ahead. That's going to be Tino taking the ball in the hole. The shot is up there, no good. Down for the rebound, and we got a foul called here. A personal foul is going to be whistled on the Boone Central. It's going to go on Bo Bremer. That's going to be his second. That's team foul number two on the Cardinals here in the second half of play. Into the ball game now for Boone Central, Brent Tenney. And coming to the bench will be Bo Bremer. St. Cecilia inbounds baseline right side underneath their own basket. Hamburger will get it in over there to a Cesar Tino behind the screen. Can't put up a shot. Comes out now to Ostrander. Back to Cesar. Far sideline, takes it down on the baseline there against Tanner Mazur. Can't put up a shot. Now to Hannon. Comes across the top to Ostrander. Bounce pass inside to Hamburger, who is back to the basket. Comes back out on top to Ostrander. On the wing, there's Hannon. Dribbles into the lane. The shot is up there short. Rebound comes down to Boone Central. Running back the other way is that Gendrup gets the ball ahead down to Mazur. Sent to the free throw line to Timmy. Shot is up there. That one is no good. Rebound Hannon to St. Cecilia. Hannon dribbling with the ball back here and hands it away to Hamburger. St. Cecilia with a 9-point lead, 28-19, 3.5 to play in the third quarter. Hamburger, free throw line jumper. That one is around the rim. Falls off the left side, no good. Rebound Tino of the Hawks. Ostrander, now to Hamburger. Right side to Hannon. Bounce pass, it's too far, and it's out of bounds. Hamburger posted up left side of the lane. They try to get him the ball, and the pass was a little bit wide of the target. It goes out of bounds, so St. Cecilia turns it away. Ostrander comes out. Here comes Hartford back out of the ball game. Scope's going to check back in, and Kevin Ryan back in for the Hawks. Into the lineup now for Boone Central is going to be Alex Johnson. Johnson comes in. Colton Mazur checks out. 3 minutes and 17 seconds to play here in the third quarter. St. Cecilia up to a 28-19 advantage. They have scored the first 6 points in the third quarter. Boone Central has not scored yet here in the period. Alex Johnson has got the ball between the rings now as he dribbles to the near sideline. Pulls up at the top of the three-point circle. Bounce pass goes inside to Timmy. Kicks it back out to Leach. Jump pass back inside. Timmy wasn't looking for it. It goes right by his right shoulder out of bounds. Turnover number 10 on Boone Central. St. Cecilia comes back the other direction. 2:57 to play here in the third. It's 28-19. St. Cecilia with the advantage, and the Hawks have the ball. Kevin Ryan brings it across the midcourt stripe here. It's a hand on the wing. They get it down low. That's going to be Hamburger. Spins toward the baseline. Puts up a little short J from the right side. No good. And the rebound comes down to Timmy. Timmy outlet pass to Hedlund on the far sideline. Down in the corner now. They move it to Hunter Henry, who's into the ball game for the first time. Henry moves it down to the left corner. There's a shot by Leach up and in. Dave Leach throws up his second tray of the ball game. He has got 8 points in the ball game now for Boone Central. 28-22. The score seems to stay out on top by six. Kevin Ryan, now to Cesar for three. His shot is up there. It's going to be no good. Rebound comes down to Timmy. Outlet pass to the near sideline to Hedlund. Gets the ball ahead to Leach. Wings it over on the far sideline. Here's a three-pointer put up there by Alex Johnson. That's good. Alex Johnson, it's his first three-pointer of the season. He just checked in there and hit a three. Right side of the circle, and Boone Central is back within 3 points now at 28-25 with 2 minutes to play here in the third quarter. Tim Skoke has got the ball for St. Cecilia. To Kevin Ryan, now to Hamburger on the wing. Hamburger sends her back out here. To Ryan at the top of the key to Cesar Tino. Tino back out to Ryan. Now to Scope. Far sideline to Hannon. To Hamburger. Looks for the three. Takes the three and hits the three. Big shot there by Phil Hamburger. He has now got 13 points in the ball game, and that gives St. Cecilia a 6 point advantage now. 31-26. Raining threes here the past couple of minutes. Tyler Hedlund with the ball now for Boone Central. Out here to Cade Leach. Leach moves to his right and throws it right through the fingertips of Brett Timmy out of bounds. Right in front of the Boone Central bench. And right in front of head coach Dan Zuha, who's not very happy over there. That's the 11th turnover on Boone Central here in the ballgame. 31-25 the score. St. Cecilia holding on to a 6-point advantage here over Boone Central. 1:19 to play in the third. Here comes Hamburger back on the trot now. Over to Jamison Esch on the wing. Back out to Hamburger. In between the circles. Now to Jamison Esch. Bounce pass knocked away from Scope. The scramble is on and is picked up here by Boone Central. The 7th turnover on St. Cecilia. That's Hedlund coming back the other direction. Down in the corner. Hunter Henry's 3-pointer put up there no good. And the ball goes out of bounds on the rebound. Hamburger was going for it, but a foul is going to be called here. It's going to go on Boone Central. So personal foul is going to go here on Cade Leach. That's going to be his second. That's going to be team foul number 3 on the Cardinals. And St. Cecilia will bring the ball up here. Bill Hamburger down in the corner. Ryan takes a 3-ball. It's up there and rims off no good. Rebound comes down to Bremer. Allen pass to the far sideline to Tyler Hedlund. Here come the Cardinals now, trailing in the ball game. Bremer deep in the corner. To Cade Leach over here, back inside to Bremer. Wheels in the lane, puts up a shot. It's going to be too hard, no good. Rebound comes down to Groffel. Groffel runs her back the other way. Joel on the attack down in the corner to a Hamburger. Comes outside to Ryan. Out to Jamison Esch for 3. Shot is up there, is no good. Long rebound picked up by Groffel. 25 seconds to play here in the third. Kevin Asher says, let's play for the final shot with a 6-point lead. 31-25. Ash has got the ball, and now we got a traveling violation. Nope, it's going to be a personal foul here on Alex Johnson of Boone Central. Johnson picks up his second. That's the 4th teamer on the Cardinals. No free throws here, so St. Cecilia will inbound the ball. Right in front of their own bench. Here on the near sideline, Hamburger has got it. And he throws it down in the corner. That's going to be Kevin Ryan. He puts it on the floor and dribbles out here into 3-point territory. Man-to-man defense for Boone, and now we got a personal foul away from all the action. Going to go on.
CBS.
9.5 seconds to play here in the third. The foul is going to go on Groffel. That's going to be his second. So Joel Groffel gets hit with a personal foul on the far side. Coming into the ballgame now is going to be Hartford. Coming out will be Stoke. 9.5 seconds to play here in the third. Boone Central inbound here in backcourt. Hedlund has got it. Tyler Hedlund works against Hamburger. The ball knocked loose. The ball goes out of bounds here on the near sideline, and it's going to be St. Cecilia ball. Hedlund trying to get around the Hamburger, come up the near side and lost control of the ball there as Hamburger goes for the steal. They lose it out of bounds. That's going to be turnover number 12 on Boone Central. St. Cecilia will play things in now with 4.2 seconds remaining. Here in the third quarter, they'll play it in right in front of the scorer's table. 4.2 seconds remaining. The Hawks leading by the score of 31-25. So it's going to be St. Cecilia inbounding as Simon Ostrander gets it into Hamburger, races it into the offensive zone, throws up a long three, a shot no good, and that's the end of the third quarter of play. Three quarters in the books tonight in boys high school basketball. The score now, Hastings St. Cecilia 31, Boone Central 25.
Jackson's Car Corner has built a reputation for high-quality hand-picked vehicles, good, clean, low-mileage cars, vans, and pickups. Stop by today and see them at Jackson's Car Corner, 3rd and Colorado in downtown Hastings, where our customers send their friends.
Rivals Bar and Grill. Fun, food, 20 TVs, daily and weekend specials, supporting all the local and area athletes, teams, and coaches after the game or anytime. Join the Rivals team. Rivals Bar and Grill, Osborne Drive East in Hastings, open every day at 11.
Stop at Thompson Oil Company, 806 East South Street for complete auto care. Or for your convenience store needs, go to the West 2nd Best Stop at 2nd and Laird. Both locations feature Phillips 66 Super Clean Gasoline in three grades, unleaded, E10 with ethanol, and premium unleaded. Thompson Oil Company, Hastings.
Keep your vehicle in top running condition. Rely on the trained professional mechanics at Halloran Battery and Electric. They'll have your car, truck, or van ready for changing driving conditions. Safe driving starts with a stop at Halloran Battery and Electric. 2001 West 2nd, Hastings.
1230 KHAS.
All right, we head to the fourth and final quarter here at Boys High School Basketball from 1230 KHAS. After Hastings St. Cecilia won the girls game tonight on a last second shot by Morgan Nicola, 47-44 over number one ranked and previously undefeated Boone Central. St. Cecilia with a 6-point lead here in the boys game as we start the fourth quarter. Bounce pass goes inside to Tanner Mazur. Goes up with a shot, it's blocked down, but a foul is called. Mazur goes to the free throw line here for two. The foul is going to be called on Ostrander. That's going to be his first. So Tanner Mazur to the free throw line now for Boone Central. He's got a couple of field goals and 4 points. 45% foul shooter in the season, and his shot up there rims off no good. He's down 23 out of 52 from the free throw line this year. Boone Central is the team hitting 54% of the free throw tosses. Here comes the next shot. It's up there. That one is no good. Rebound comes to the corner. Now we got a whistle. Timmy goes down left side of the lane. The foul is going to be called on Hartford of St. Cecilia. So back to fouls here on the Hawks. This will be a non-shooting situation. That's Hartford's second. That's the team's fourth here in this second half of play. So Boone Central plays things in deep in the corner. That's Hedlund with the ball. Sends it inside to Timmy. He wheels. Turn around. Jumper over Hartford. It's going to be no good. Rebound comes down to Hamburger. Bill Hamburger's got the ball for St. Cecilia. Gets the ball ahead. Now to Hannon. Hannon free throw line extended left side. Holding on to the ball. Out to Cesar Tino. The ball tipped away. Picked up by Hannon. Gets it back to Tino. Down to Simon Ostrander. Ostrander moves it back to Cesar. Across the top of the key. Over here on the wing on the right side, that's Ostrander. Now to Tino again. Tino gives the ball to Hamburger. Now to Ostrander. Man-to-man defense here for Boone Central. There's a Hamburger with it now. He backs it out near the 10-second line and looks at the defense here. 7:07 remaining in the ball game. Hamburger brings it over to Tino on the right wing. Circles around. Stops at the free throw line. Traveling violation on Cesar Tino. Good pressure defense out here by Boone Central. This is an aggressive bunch. Eight turnovers now in St. Cecilia in the ballgame. 31-25 the score. Hawks still holding on to a six-point advantage here. St. Cecilia has landed all the breaks tonight. 9-7 at the end of the first, 22-19 at halftime. And now 31-25 as we start this fourth quarter. And now Boone Central wants to call a timeout as Bremer was trapped along the corner down there on the baseline. Not a whole lot of movement offensively. So we got a timeout here. In the early stages of the fourth quarter, we'll take a break. St. Cecilia 35, Boone Central 25.
I'm sick and tired of every bar in town calling themselves a sports bar. Just because the word sports is in their name and they put up a couple jerseys doesn't make you a sports bar. No. That's why I made the real sports bar checklist. First, do they have a large selection of beers, drafts, and mixed drinks? Over. Do they serve hot wings and other sports-related food? Over. Are there a buttload of HD TVs that play only sports? Over. Last of all, stand up and yell. Did the crowd cheer with you? When you're looking for a real sports bar, head to the Bullseye, West 2nd Street in Hastings.
1230 KHAS.
Like I said, 35-25. It should be 31-25 in favor of St. Cecilia. Nobody has scored yet here in this fourth quarter of play. Boone Central calling the early timeout, and now the Cardinals working with it in their offensive zone. Tyler Hedlund has got a free throw line extended right side right in front of the student body section over there. As they get it out here to Gendrup, who's back into the ball game, tries to dribble it down the lane. His shot is up there. It's going to be no good. Rebound Hartford. He has it ripped out of there, and a foul is going to be called. A foul is going to go here on Bremer of Boone Central. That's going to be his third. Hartford had the rebound. Bremer came in there trying to rip the ball loose and picks up the personal foul for his efforts. That's going to be team foul number five on Boone Central here in the second half of play. Hamburger has got the ball now for St. Cecilia. 6:17 left in the ball game. 31-25 Hawks. Simon Ostrander with the ball. Simon goes over on the wing to Mike Hannon. Entry pass to get it to Hamburger. Wheels it back out here to Ostrander. Down to Tino. Down in the corner to Hannon. Hannon looking inside the block. Nobody there right now. Hannon comes out to Tino. Now to Ostrander on the wing. Takes it down on the baseline. His running one-hander is up there. It's going to be no good. Ball tapped out. Picked up by Tino. Down to Ostrander again. Back out to Hamburger. Hamburger in three-point range. Bill puts it on the floor and dribbles back out near the 10-second line. Resets the offense. They get it to Ostrander. Now back inside to Hartford, and a foul is going to be called here. It's going to go on Bo Bremer again. That's going to be his fourth. So their big man now in foul trouble. Bo Bremer is a 6'6" junior, and he's got four personal fouls. He's going to stay in there right now. Dan Zuha is going to roll the dice with 5:43 to play in the fourth quarter. They'll keep their big man in there, trailing by the score of 31-25 to St. Cecilia. Hamburger throws it out here to Ostrander. Ostrander starts off right, now left, gives the ball to Cesar Tino. Tino drives the ball inside the three-point arc, hands it away to Ostrander. Back out here to Hamburger in three-point territory. Sends it left side to Cesar Tino. He holds it on the wing, flips it back to Hamburger. Down to 5.5 to play here in the fourth quarter, 31-25 Hawks. Hamburger being hocked out here, now to Hartford. Hartford goes over the far sideline and Hannon in a traveling violation. So Hannon with a tra- traveling violation on the wing on the left side. Turns the ball over for St. Cecilia. And now Boone Central has the ball, trailing by 6 points. Just a two-possession ball game with 5:16 to play. Here in this fourth quarter, Tyler Hedlund on the ball. Tyler comes over here to the near side. There's Leach. Leach takes the ball down to the baseline. Comes back out to Mazur. They're working around the three-point arc. That's Bremer. Drives it down the lane. Throws it down in the corner. That's Hedlund's shot. For three, it's going to be no good. The ball tapped out. Hedlund grabs it again. Tries it into the paint. Kicks it back out to Leach. Shot for three. Good. Cade Leach. Now with 9 points, actually 11 points in the ball game now. Cade Leach with 3 three-pointers and a couple of field goals. And it's now a 31-28 ball game. Here's Cesartino for three from the corner. His shot's going to be up there. No good. Rebound Hannon. Follow shot. Good. Mike Hannon has been all over the glass tonight for St. Cecilia. He's doing a great job. He's got 9 points offensively. 33-28. St. Cecilia now with a 5-point lead. On the wing is Leach. Sends it down low to Mazur. His shot is up there. No good. Rebound Mazur. Kicks it back out to Leach. Short baseline jumper is up there. That one is no good. Rebound comes down to Hannon. Hannon has got it for St. Cecilia. Now to Ostrander. Gets the ball ahead of Cesartino with 4:15 to play. Ostrander, skip pass, comes over here to the near side. That's Mike Hannon with the ball. Takes it into the paint. Feeds over to Cesartino. Drives the baseline. His shot is up there. It's going to be no good. This is the easy one, and the rebound comes down to Cade Leach. Leach has got it now for a Boone Central. Hands away to Tanner Mazur. And Tanner brings it into the offensive zone now with 4 minutes to play in the fourth quarter. St. Cecilia leading by 5 points, 33-28. Hedlund has got the ball on the right sideline. Spins inside the three-point circle. His pass across the lane is going to be intercepted. Intercepted by Hamburger. Ostrander back to Hamburger. Shot is up there. He misses that layup. And we got a foul called on the rebound as a couple of players hit the deck. And the foul is going to go here on the St. Cecilia. It's going to go on Hannon. That's going to be his second. The St. Cecilia missing a couple of shots easily back at the offensive end here. 33-28 is the score. St. Cecilia with a 5-point lead. Cesartino comes out of the ballgame now. Mike Cannon checks back in there. Here comes Boone Central with the ball. A baseline jumper put up there by Bremer is going to be no good. Rebounded on the weak side there by Hamburger. St. Cecilia with a 5-point lead with 3.5 to play. Driving the baseline here is Sheehy, and he steps out of bounds. Alex Sheehy just checked in there for head coach Kevin Asher, and he hits the ball down underneath the basket and steps out of bounds. Turnover number 10 on St. Cecilia. Here comes Hannon out of the ball game now for the Hawks. So Hartford is going to be out there as well as Phil Hamburger. Tim Stoke is out there. Also Kevin Ryan is going to be out there, and Alex Sheehy, 3:11 to play. Here's a Tanner Mazur. He loses control of the ball and goes out of bounds. Out in his face was a Kevin Ryan for St. Cecilia defensively just as he came across the 10-second line, and he lost the ball out of bounds. That's 13 turnovers on Boone Central. 3 minutes and 8 seconds to play here in the fourth quarter, 33-28. St. Cecilia still with a 5-point lead. Hamburger goes over on the wing to Kevin Ryan, the deep wing, picked up out there by a Cade Leach. There's a Sheehy with the ball. They get it inside to Hamburger, spins toward the baseline. He goes down, and the foul is called. Hamburger posted up right side of the lane. They got him the ball, and he spun toward the baseline, took it to the hoop, and he went down, and he's fouling the play. Tanner Mazur is hit with his third personal foul. Hamburger goes to the free throw line here for St. Cecilia. He's got 13 points in the ball game. He's 4 out of 6 from the free throw line. 2:52 to play here in the fourth quarter. Shot from the line is up there. It's good. Hamburger has been the only guy to get to the free throw line tonight for St. Cecilia, and he's now 5 out of 7 from the line. Sheehy is going to come to the bench now for St. Cecilia. Skoke is back in there. 34-28 is the score. St. Cecilia now with a 6-point lead. There's the next shot by Hamburger. That's going to be short. Ball being tapped around. It's going to be picked up by Cade Leach. Leach has got it now for Boone Central. So St. Cecilia leading 34-28 with 2:48 to play. And now the Cardinals want to call a timeout. Boone Central calls a timeout. 2:48 to play. Here in regulation from Albion tonight. We'll take a break for the score. St. Cecilia 34, Boone Central 28.
Don't miss any of the action. Join Hastings College Crimson Connection. Only $60 gets your entire family into great Hastings College athletic and cultural events for the entire academic year. football, volleyball, and nationally ranked men's and women's soccer, plus theater productions, band, and choir concerts. Hastings College Crimson Connection, just $60 for your entire family for the entire year. Call 402-461-7327 to join or find us online at hastings.edu/crimson.
1230 KHAS.
High school basketball for you tonight here on 1230 KHAS. Also online at www.hastingslink.com. Their internet streaming courtesy of Hastings College. Don't forget you can pursue your passion at Hastings College. And you can find out more at www.hastings.edu. A couple of good ball games here tonight in Albion. St. Cecilia wins the girls game with a last-second shot with 8/10 of a second remaining by Morgan Nicola to beat number one ranked Boone Central 47-44. Hastings St. Cecilia now with a six-point lead here with 2 minutes and 48 seconds to play in the fourth quarter. It is 34-28. Boone Central with the ball. Tanner Bazur has got it. He drives it down the left side of the lane to Cade Leach. His shot is up there on the baseline. His shot no good. Rebound is loose in the lane. It's taken down by Tim Skok. Skok has got it for St. Cecilia back the other way. They get it into the hands now of Kevin Ryan. Brings it into the offensive zone, the Hamburger. Hamburger out here in three-point territory. Picked up out there by Tanner Mazur. He comes across the top. That's going to be Skok with the ball. Skok to the far sideline down to Kevin Ryan as he holds it here. 2:15 to play. There's a pass out on top. It's going to be intercepted. Mazur had it. He lost control. He falls down and goes out of bounds. That's going to be St. Cecilia ball. Tanner Mazur tips the ball away there for Boone Central. The scramble was on. He went down and the ball went out of bounds. So St. Cecilia again will play things in here in backcourt. Here comes Cesar Tino back into the ball game for the Hawks, and coming out will be Hartford. 2 minutes and 11 seconds to play in the fourth quarter. St. Cecilia with a six-point lead. Coming up after the ball game, we'll name our players of the game and our coaches' post-game show with head coach Kevin Asher. Hamburger throws it out in the corner. Cesar Tino goes down and a holding foul here to be whistled on the Boone Central. It's going to go on Alex Johnson. Alex Johnson with a hold there as Mike Hannon was the guy down there in the corner as well. And they call it on the Johnson, and Hannon's going to go to the free throw line. His shot is up there. It's going to be no good. He misses the front end of the one-and-one, and now we got a foul called on the rebound. Cesar Tino is going to be hit with a personal foul. That's going to be his second. That's only the 16th foul, though, on St. Cecilia, so no free throws here. It's going to be Boone Central inbounding the ball to Cade Leach. Leach has hit 3 three-pointers in the ball game here tonight. Gives the ball away right now to Tanner Mazur. Brings it into the offensive zone as St. Cecilia stays with a man-to-man. There's Johnson, free throw line extended right side to a Gendrup, who's back into the ball game. Dribbles inside the free throw circle, gives it away to Leach. Down low, that's Mazur. His shot is up there. It's going to be no good, but the foul is called. They continue to post up Tanner Mazur on the low block. He is 5'8" and a junior for Boone Central. He's had some shots down there. And now he draws the personal foul on Kevin Ryan. That's going to be Ryan's first. Mazur to the free throw line, and his shot is up there. It's going to be good. Tanner Mazur now with 5 points in the ballgame. The St. Cecilia lead is just 5 at 34-29. With a minute and 41 seconds to play now in the fourth quarter. Here comes the next shot by Mazur. That one is up there. It's going to be no good. Rebound is loose, and it's picked up by Mazur on the baseline. Boone Central keeps control of it here. And now it's down there in the corner. It's knocked out of bounds. It's going to be Boone Central ball. So the Cardinals get a big offensive board there. Off of the missed free throw. End of the ball game now for St. Cecilia is going to be Hartford. He's going to check in for Skok. A minute and 36 seconds to play here in regulation. St. Cecilia with a 5-point lead, 34-29, as they play things in. Gendrup has got it out here in 3-point territory. Picked up by Cesar Tino. He moves it down in the corner to Bremer. Bremer works against Hartford. Jump pass out on top. That's Leach with the ball. Picked up by Hamburger. Down in the right corner, that's a Bremer. Driving the baseline, his reverse layup is up there. It's good, but it won't count. He stepped out of bounds. Bremer driving for the hole, stepped out of bounds as he took it from the right corner toward the goal. And St. Cecilia will have it here in backcourt. He got the field goal to go down, but it does not count. 1:20 to play. 34-29, St. Cecilia with a 5-point lead. Hawks will inbound. Pressure by the Cardinals here in backcourt. Cesar Tino with the ball. Now to Simon Ostrander. Ostrander will bring it up, left-handed dribble, approaching the midcourt stripe. Now he hops into the offensive zone. To Caesar, free throw line extended left side, dribbles out here in the three-point territory to Hamburger. Hamburger on the wing on the right side, down to Simon Ostrander. Ostrander out to Hannon. Hannon being chased out here. Now to Cesar Tino, 58 seconds to play. Mike Hannon with the ball on the near sideline. Comes out to Ostrander. Ostrander down to a Hamburger. Double team foul called. And the only, well, take that back. Hannon has shot a free throw now. So Hamburger and Hannon have shot charity tosses so far tonight. But Phil is 5 out of 8 from the free throw line tonight. That's going to be 9 team fouls on Boone Central. Hamburger will go to the free throw line now for St. Cecilia. The foul went on Mazur. That's going to be his fourth. The shot from the line by Hamburger is up and in. Hamburger leading the way for the Hawks tonight. He's got 15 points in the ball game. So he's got 15 out of the 35 that St. Cecilia has put on the board. Another low-scoring affair here for St. Cecilia. 35-29 to score. Here comes the next shot by Hamburger. It's up there and in. So St. Cecilia now leading by a score of 36-29. Here comes Boone Central back. Mazur moves it all the way down the right side of the lane. His shot off the glass is up and in. Hannah Mazur takes that maybe coast-to-coast and scores for Boone Central. Quickly get the Cardinals back into the ball game now. We've got a timeout with 44 seconds to play in regulation. We'll take a break with the score. St. Cecilia 36, Boone Central 31.
Insurance Plus Financial Services means more than insurance. They have a full line of investments plus life, health, and long-term care insurance. Also offering both bookkeeping and tax preparation services in Fairfield and 715 South Burlington in Hastings.
Case Drive-In Drugs and Case Medical Park Pharmacy always give you the fast, friendly, accurate service you've come to expect. From prescription drugs to over-the-counter medications, trust Case Drive-In at 5th and Hastings and Case Medical Park Pharmacy in the Hastings Medical Park.
1230 KHAS.
All right, back here in Albion. The conclusion of our boys' high school basketball game tonight. St. Cecilia out on top of Boone Central by a score of 36-31. Tomorrow night, Bronco basketball for you, as we'll have Hastings College and Concordia on the radio. 6 o'clock for the women's game. That's a matchup of two teams that are ranked in the top 15 of the latest NAIA Division II women's college basketball poll. So 6 o'clock for the women, 8 o'clock for the guys. We'll have both games tomorrow night on 1230 KHIS, beginning at 5:45 tomorrow afternoon. Hastings St. Cecilia with a 5-point lead here, 36-31 over Boone Central with 44 seconds to play. Hamburger throws the ball down the floor to get it to Kevin Ryan. Ryan is going to be fouled here right at the top of the 3-point circle, and Ryan now goes to the free throw line. Ryan so far this season is 8 out of 11, 72% from the line. St. Cecilia is a team at 59%. So it's 36-31 with 41.6 seconds to play. The foul went on Hunter Henry. That's going to be his first. Ryan at the free throw line. Dips the knee. Shot is up there. Good. That's the 10th team foul on Boone Central. So all the free throws for the Hawks will be the two-shot variety down the stretch here. Kevin Ryan gets in the book. He'll have one more shot here. Eyes the bucket. That one is in the air. That one hits the front iron. It rolls off of the right side. No good. So the Hawks have a 6-point lead. Long pass down the floor to Gendrup in the corner. He dribbles in the lane. His pass. Nope. His pass is going to be blocked down. Picked up there by Mazur. Shot good. The pass was knocked down. Picked up by Tanner Mazur, who gets the field goal. It's now 37-33. The Hawks play things into Ostrander. Needs foul in the play. Derek Gendrup picking up the personal foul. That's going to be his first. So the Hawks will have to knock down some free throws down the stretch here. Now 24.9 seconds to play. And going to the free throw line for St. Cecilia will be Simon Ostrander. His 0 out of 4 from the free throw line this season. He's not made a free throw all season long, and it's a 37-33 ball game. The shot is up there. It's good. Nice time to hit your first free throw. Ostrander hits that one. It's now a 38-33 ball game. 24.9 seconds remaining here in the fourth quarter. Ostrander will toe the mark here. Ostrander dribbling with the ball right at the free throw line. He throws it up there. The shot's going to be good. He hits two free throws, and now Kevin Asher wants to call a timeout. Ostrander, who is 0 for 4 from the free throw line this season, hits two free throws, and that gives St. Cecilia a 6-point advantage. We've got a break, 24.9 seconds to play in the fourth quarter. St. Cecilia 39, Boone Central 33.
The team at Klein Insurance has a winning record of service offering home, auto, business, farm, and crop insurance. If you want to score big with service and great rates, stop by 710 South Burlington or call 463-1256 and let the Klein Insurance team win you over.
Real Estate Group of Hastings has moved. Real Estate Group of Hastings now at 2215 West 12th Street. Whether you're buying or selling, follow the leader. Real Estate Group of Hastings. Number one in home sales again. Visit virtual tours and the open house schedule at regrouphastings.com.
1230 KHAS.
Still just a two-possession ball game, 39-33. It's going to be Boone Central coming back the other way quickly here. They need a couple of three-pointers to force overtime deep in the corner. Henry for three. His shot is no good. An air ball rebound comes down to Hamburger, and a foul is going to be called. Hunter Henry from deep in the right corner throws up an air ball that was rebounded by Hamburger, and now he's immediately fouled into play. And now Phil Hamburger will go to the free-throw line. Now with 16.3 seconds to play. That last foul went on Derek Gendrup. That's going to be his second. So Hamburger to the free throw line now for St. Cecilia. Eyes the bucket, lets it fly, shot good. He's now 8 out of 11 from the free throw line tonight. Hamburger will have one more. Nobody else around the lane for St. Cecilia. Hamburger's second one is up there. It's going to be good. Gets the roll as it hits the front iron, and the Hawks now have a 40-33 advantage here in this one. Down the near sideline, Leach throws up a three. It's no good, a long rebound. The ball is loose. It's on the floor. It's picked up here by Hunter Henry. His shot for three is going to be no good. Offensive rebound. Follow shot is blocked, but the foul is called. Hunter Henry throws up a shot out near the 10-second line there. Would not go. It was off of the rim, but a rebound by Tyler Hedlund. And he is fouling the play, and he'll go to the free throw line. 2.6 seconds to play. St. Cecilia with the lead. Hedlund's free throw is up there, no good. He'll get one more. Now Kevin Asher going to send in the mop-up crew here. 41-33. The Hawks have the advantage over Boone Central. And the Hawks are going to get out of here with a win here tonight. This is a hard-fought victory for St. Cecilia. Tyler Hedlund is going to have another free throw here. 41-33, St. Cecilia going to win their eighth ball game of the season. We'll get ready for Kearney Catholic coming up on Saturday afternoon in Kearney. They'll take on the Stars. Next shot is up there by Hedlund. It's going to be no good. It's off of the front iron. The rebound comes down to St. Cecilia, and the ball game is going to be over. The Hawks going to win it here tonight. So St. Cecilia with a doubleheader sweep over Boone Central. The girls knock off the Cardinals by the score of 47-44. And the St. Cecilia boys victorious over Boone Central by a score of 41-33 as Simon Ostrander and Phil Hamburger hit four free throws in the final 25 seconds of the ball game, and St. Cecilia gets out of here with a win. The Hawks win it by 8 points. Final score 41-33. Back with a recap after this.
These days, ensuring financial security for you and those you care about most is more important than ever, and Farm Bureau Financial Services can help. Life insurance can help provide that security along with guarantees and peace of mind. Contact Farm Bureau agent Marty DeMuth in Hastings to see how he makes it simple to help protect your family's financial future. The guarantees expressed are based upon the claims-paying ability of Farm Bureau Life Insurance Company. Securities and services offered through Equitrust Marketing Services, LLC affiliate. Farm Bureau Financial Services.
Jackson's Floor Service has moved to 219 North Lexington in Hastings on the corner of 3rd and Lexington. Jackson's Floor Service does commercial and residential installation of carpet, vinyl, ceramic tile, laminate, and pre-finished wood. Call Jim and Greg at 402-462-9336 or 462-0968. Jackson's Floor Service supports the local and area athletes and teams and wishes them good luck this season. Jackson's Floor Service, now located at 219 North Lexington in Hastings.
Precision Heating and Air Conditioning is your Lennox dealer in Hastings. Whether it's the industry's most innovative heating and cooling systems, heat pumps, air quality systems, or other proven Lennox products, you and your family will enjoy the all-year-round quality comfort. Call Tom Wissing in Hastings, 402-463-6061 for more information on Lennox products, warranties, tax credits, rebates, and more. 463-6061. Lennox dealers are independently owned and operated businesses. Precision Heating and Air Conditioning in Hastings, Lennox. Innovation never felt so good.
1230 KHAS.
All right, back here in Albion, Hastings St. Cecilia wins it tonight in boys play. The final score is St. Cecilia 41 and Boone Central 33. So the Hawks are now 8-4 on the season. They will play Kearney Catholic coming up on Saturday. Boone Central drops to 4 wins and 7 losses. They've got Madison coming up on the Friday night right back here in Albion. St. St. Cecilia led 9-7 after the first quarter. The Hawks leading at halftime 22-19. It was 31-25 after three quarters. Then in the fourth quarter of play, the Hawks just held on down the stretch. They got some free throws from Simon Ostrander with 24 seconds to play to give St. Cecilia a six-point advantage at 39-33. Bill Hamburger knocking down a couple of free throws with 16 seconds to play, giving the Hawks the final margin of victory of 41-33. Leading scorer tonight for St. Cecilia will be Phil Hamburger, 18 points in the ballgame. Hamburger hit 3 2-point field goals. He had a tray. He was also 9 out of 12 from the free throw line, so he scores 18 points, 7 in the first half, 11 more in the second half. Mike Cannon had 9 points tonight. Cannon knocked down a couple of 2-point field goals, actually had 3 2-point field goals and a 3-point goal. So Hannon with 9. 5 points for Cesar Tino tonight, 4 for Chris Hartford, 2 for Tim Scope, 2 for Simon Ostrander, 1 for Kevin Ryan. St. Cecilia 12 out of 17 from the free throw line tonight, unofficially 10 turnovers in the ballgame. Boone Central turned the ball over 14 times tonight. They were just 4 out of 11 from the line. The leading scorer was Cade Leach. He had 11. Cannon Mazur had 9 points tonight. Bo Bremer ends up with only 4. 3 points for Alex Johnson, 3 for Tyler Hedlund, 2 points for Brent Temby, and 1 point for Derek Gendra. So St. Cecilia wins it here tonight in boys' play. Final score, St. Cecilia 41 and Boone Central 33. Stick around. We got the players of the game coming up next on the coaches' postgame show. You're listening to high school basketball on 1230.
That's John Huntsman. Play-by-play has been brought to you by the KHAS Sports Booster. Local business, supporting local youth and local athletics. Stay tuned because the postgame shows are up next on Hastings Link to local high school sports. 1230 AM, KHAS Radio.
Any acknowledgement that even has any Republican
physical therapy and sports rehab of Hastings, 207 South Burlington is the place for all your rehabilitation needs. PTSR offers a wide variety of services, including orthopedic, neurologic, and sports injury rehabilitation. A certified hand specialist is...
And welcome to the player of the game on 1230 KHIS. Again, the St. Cecilia girls winning tonight 47-44 in the opener. The St. Cecilia boys winning in the nightcap by a score of 41-33. Again, in the girls' ball game, it was St. Cecilia getting a last-second shot by Morgan Nicola to win it with 8-tenths of a second remaining. Chanel Farmer leads the Hawkettes in scoring with 18 points in the ball game. A couple of candidates for our player of the game tonight. Also, Jamie Williams had a solid ball game tonight. Scored 7 points, had a good night defensively. St. Cecilia boys getting 18 points in the ball game from Phil Hamburger tonight. Also, a good performance out of Mike Cannon tonight. And he scored 9 points in the ball game. Candidates for our player of the game. We'll come back and name our players right after this.
People, Castor
relax.
Half
it's
of
Ream.
Votes for
if
Ron
you're
Paul.
Looking for the most
These
economical, energy-efficient way to heat and cool your home,
election,
you can relax with a Ream heat
Barack
pump.
Obama.
Ream heat
and
pumps keep your home as comfortable as ordinary cooling and heating
nearer,
systems, but cost less
CBS
to operate, saving you money
Mick
and making your life a little more comfortable. So relax. It's
Ream.
Get your Ream heat pumps at South Central Heating and Air Conditioning, 701 West 1st Street, Hastings. Call 462-9190.
Hasn't read the book about
our players the game tonight for Hastings St. Cecilia. Boy, you got to go with somebody that's going to win the game for you. That was Morgan Nicola. She hit the three-pointer with 8-tenths of a second remaining for the St. Cecilia Hawkettes. She ends up with only 5 points in the ball game, but she hits the game winner from the left wing. Ends up with 5 points, a three-pointer, and a two-pointer. Morgan Nicola is going to be our player of the game for the Hastings St. Cecilia girls. And for the Hastings St. Cecilia guys, really like the way Mike Hannon played tonight. Hannon scores 9 points in the ball game, also pulled down a bushel basket full of rebounds for the Hawks tonight. Mike Hannon is our player of the game tonight for St. Cecilia. Had 3 2-point field goals and a 3-pointer, and also had a bunch of rebounds for the Hawks tonight as St. Cecilia wins it over the Boone Central Cardinals by a score of 41-33. Stick around. The coach is up next. You're listening to High School Basketball.
This is CBS News.
The player of the game has been brought to you by South Central Heating and Air Conditioning, your local Ream dealer at 701 West 1st Street. Give them a call at 462-9190. Stay tuned because the coach's postgame show is coming up next on Hastings Link to local high school sports. 1230 AM, KHAS Radio.
You ever say so and think, I wish I'd never said that?
You see it every weekend. Teams at every level emphasizing the look of their uniform.
Today.
Look
see
sharp,
how much our
play sharp. It's what they're affirming. And Pro Team Design
the
puts any sports apparel style, screen print, or embroidery at your fingertips. In person or online, the latest designs from the widest selection of brands. Look sharp, play sharp with Pro Team Design. 2716 Old Fair Road, Grand Island. Or shop and order online at ProTeamDesign.com.
Small business owners use Intuit Payroll. It makes
our post-game coverage continues with nothing but net. Brought to you by the Auto Glass Experts at 405 West J Street in Hastings. For mobile service, call 463-0025.
And we're back in Albion again. Hastings St. Cecilia wins it here tonight over Boone Central by a score of 41-33. And head coach Kevin Asher joins us in the postgame. And, Coach, we knew this one was not going to be easy. That is a physical bunch out there tonight.
Yeah, it is. They're well-built, and they use their bodies well, and they're a good defensive team. You know, I told you all week that we were going to see a zone defense, and we did. I'm glad I talked to O'Neill because O'Neill said that they ran a man-to-man against them, but the three games I've seen is zone. So I guess that's why you scout, and our kids did a nice job, especially in the second half of attacking it.
You guys got a good performance from Phil Hamburger again, but our player of the game, I thought Mike Cannon really had a great ball game tonight. Scores 9 points, but he was all over the boards. We had him with 10 rebounds.
Yeah, you like to have a kid that's a motor out there, and we were, you know, disappointed in our rebounding efforts over Christmas and right after Christmas, and we talked to kids a lot about it. It's just a matter of desire, and Mike's been our best offensive rebound here the last 2 years, and he showed why, because tonight he went to the boards hard. He drove the ball hard, you know, 9 points, 10 rebounds, and you can't say enough about a senior wanting it here in the last, you know, 2 months of the season.
I mean, the highlight of tonight was the defensive effort you put on the Boone Central here tonight. You talked about a couple of guys before the ball game tonight. The Bremer kid, you shut him down to only 4 points in the contest, and he really never got started tonight.
Yeah, and, you know, a guy like Chris Hartford and Tim Skoke, we don't, you know, they don't get their name mentioned a lot. And Chris came, you know, to school sick today, and, you know, we didn't know if he was going to be able to go tonight, but he came, you know, ready to play. And, you know, I thought we just eliminated his touches. I mean, we really did a good job, you know, and part of that goes to the pressure on the ball, but it also comes back to the fact that our kids were in position, and we told them, you know, really not to take away, don't let him have his right hand because he's going to go the whole hard and checking him out and things like that. And as you go through a game, you just look, and I thought our guys did a great job of defending him, Tim Skoke and Chris Hartford.
Hey, the only guy who really hurt you was Cade Leach. He threw up three three-pointers in the ball game here tonight, scores 11 points in the ball game. But they got some weapons out there.
Yeah, they do. They're a good basketball team, and, you know, their record's going to deceive somebody, and they're going to end up at the, you know, beating some people here down the road. And I told their coach that after the game. They're as good a 4-7 team as I've seen. So I don't, you know, anybody that plays them, they're going to have to be ready and scout and so forth, because their kids don't quit either. All the way through, I can tell that they've got a lot of desire and quickness, and they've got some size. Like you said, they're very aggressive. So, you know, I give the kids a lot of credit. They had to battle, and I thought we just did a great job on rebounding the basketball and taking care of it on the road.
You put a lot of pressure on the ball tonight. It was you guys were all over the ball all night long defensively.
Yeah, and I think our depth, you know, Kevin Ryan and Simon Ostrander, Cesar Cino, those guys are quick, and they need to play good defense up on it and pressure it, and, you know, not let teams get into what they want to do. And anytime you can pressure the ball, your other guys should be in position to make plays, and I thought we did a lot of that early, and we didn't let them get to the rim. I've seen on tape where they really drove the ball well, and tonight they didn't get a lot of the paint, you know, so we did a great job in those areas.
On the other end, offensively, you scored 41 points. Happy with what you saw out there?
Yeah, you know, the first half, I thought we missed about four easies that, you know, the kids aren't trying to miss them, obviously, but a couple times they're so open as they came through that I think they just overpowered it. So, you know, there were some good shots there. I still didn't like our shot selection as much. We're thinking a little bit too much about the three-point shot, and we told them in half to really attack and try to get those same shots we got in the first half inside, and we did, and you know, we missed a couple more in the second half that could have went down and separated it at a margin. But as long as you're getting those, that's the flow and the tempo and the rhythm that you want in your offense. If you're getting them, you just, you know, eventually they're going to go down.
Today you have a couple of days off, not like the girls' team where they got the, like a mini-state tournament this week, but you guys will go to Kearney Catholic on Saturday afternoon, and the Stars very good too.
Yeah, they are. You know, they're one of the better teams in the state at any time. I think they can beat anybody at any time, and, you know, our kids know their kids very well from the fall, from last year. Their kids have been playing, it seems like, for two or three, 4 years. Some of them are redshirted, evidently, but most of them are juniors. That's the thing. So they're going to be ready to play. It's a Saturday afternoon game. It'll be a big atmosphere, and, you know, we've just got to get ourselves enjoy this until we get home and start focusing in tomorrow.
Yeah, you got a little momentum going now. You got the nice win over Lincoln Christian on this Saturday that was pretty solid for you. And tonight, I think you had to be pleased with the outing tonight.
No doubt. You, this time of the year, you want to start building momentum into that conference tournament and setting yourself up for a nice seed or whatever it may be. But, you know, how are you playing? You know, are your kids finishing games? Are they coming to practice with better desire than they had 2 weeks ago? No doubt. That's what these guys have, you know, talked about, and they're, you know, having fun doing it, and that's a big thing.
Okay, congratulations on a win. We'll get back on the bus.
We'll get back on the bus and go home and see Matt Kissinger. He had surgery today, and I know he's at home listening. So, Matt, we're thinking about you.
Okay. Kevin Asher, the head coach for Hastings St. Jose. Again, the Hawks winning here tonight, winning over Boone Central by a score of 41-33. We'll take a break and come back. You're listening to High School Basketball.
The clear choice, the right choice, the expert choice. Auto Glass Experts in Hastings, your experts in glass repair and replacement. The Auto Glass Experts, Jeff Finsky, Brent Vorderstrass, and Fred Calabro, will come to you. The mobile service number, 402-463-0025. It's easy, it's convenient. Get those rock chips repaired to avoid more damage or cracking. A reminder from the Auto Glass Experts, one block east of Custom Pack, 405 West J Street, Hastings, and online at autoglassexperts@windstream.net.
So Hastings St. Jose wins both ends of the twin bill here tonight. Morgan Nicola hitting a jumper with 0.8 of a second remaining from three-point range. And the Hawkins knock out Boone Central, ranked number one in the state in Class C1. They beat him by the score of 47-44. That's the first loss of the season for the Cardinals here tonight, as the Chanel Farmer led the way with 18 points in the basketball game. And the St. Cecilia boys led this one virtually from the start here tonight as they knock out Boone Central in the nightcap by the score of 41-33 in the boys' contest. Phil Hamburger leading the way with 18 points in the ballgame. Mike Cannon had 9 points and 10 rebounds as Hastings St. Cecilia boys improved to 8-4 in the season. The St. Cecilia girls improved to 9 wins and 2 losses. St. Cecilia girls will play number 2-ranked Minden coming up on Thursday night. Back at the Chapman Gymnasium, we'll have that ballgame for you on the breeze. KLIQ 94.5 beginning at about 6 o'clock. We'll have the Minden boys against Hastings High in the second half of that doubleheader from the Tiger Gym. We'll have that one for you as well. St. Cecilia boys going to be playing on Saturday afternoon at Kearney Catholic. Those games Saturday afternoon will be on the breeze, rather be on the Classic Hits 98.9 KKPR on Saturday afternoon against Kearney Catholic. Tomorrow night, Hastings College basketballs will be back at home with the Concordia Bulldogs, the Broncos, and Concordia. Airtime will be at 5:45 for the pregame show, 6 o'clock for the women's game, 8 o'clock for the guys. We will talk to you then from the Osborne Sports Complex. That'll do it from Albion here tonight. For my producer and engineer, John Debrin, back at the radio station, I'm Mike Will, wishing you a very pleasant good evening from Albion.
Nothing But Net has been brought to you by Auto Glass Experts, 405 West J Street in Hastings. For mobile service, give them a call at 463-0025. Join us next time for more exciting basketball action on Hastings' link to local high school sports, 1230 AM, KHAS Radio. This has been an exclusive presentation of Platte River Radio Incorporated.